يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم.
O you who believe, do not say to the prophet, Ra'ina, lend ear to us, but say, Unzurna, favor us with your attention. And pay heed to him. A painful chastisement awaits the unbelievers. Ra'ina, lend ear to us, but say, Unzurna, favor us with your attention, and pay heed to him.
When the Jews visited the Prophet, peace be upon him, they tried to vent their spite by using ambiguous expressions in their greetings and conversation. They used words which had double meanings, one innocent and the other offensive. The particular expression referred to here, which the Muslims were asked to avoid using since it lent itself to abuse, was employed by the Jews when they conversed with the Prophet, peace be upon him. Whenever they wanted to request a short pause in which to finish whatever they wanted to say, they used the expression Ra'ina, which meant kindly indulge us or kindly lend your ear to us. It is, however, because of the possibility of the word also being used in other meanings, some of which were evil and irreverential, that Muslims were asked to avoid it, and to use instead the straightforward expression Unzurna, meaning kindly favor us with your attention, or kindly grant us a moment to follow what you are saying.
ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا المشركين أن ينزل عليكم من خير من ربكم والله يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
The unbelievers, be they the people of the book or those who associate others with Allah in His divinity, do not wish that any good should be sent down upon you from your Lord. But Allah chooses for His mercy whomsoever He wills. Allah is Lord of abounding bounty.
ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير.
For whatever verse we might abrogate or consign to oblivion, we bring a better one or the like of it. Are you not aware that Allah is all-powerful? We bring a better one or the like of it.
This is in response to a doubt which the Jews tried to implant in the minds of Muslims. If both the earlier scriptures and the Quran were revelations from God, why was it, they asked, that the injunctions found in the earlier scriptures had been replaced by new ones in the Quran?
أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
Are you not aware that the dominion of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah, and that none apart from Allah is your protector or helper?
أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلِ وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ.
Or would you ask your messenger in the manner Moses, peace be upon him, was asked before? And whoever exchanges faith for unbelief has surely strayed from the right way. Or would you ask your messenger in the manner Moses, peace be upon him, was asked before?
The Jews, who were addicted to hair-splitting arguments, instigated the Muslims to ask the Prophet, peace be upon him, a great many questions. God, therefore, cautioned the Muslims against following the example of the Jews in this matter, and admonished them against unnecessary inquisitiveness.
وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ فَاعْفُوا وَاصْفَحُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Out of sheer envy, many people of the book would be glad to turn you back into unbelievers after you have become believers, even though the truth has become clear to them. Nevertheless, forgive and be indulgent towards them until Allah brings forth His decision. Surely, Allah is all-powerful.
وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
Establish prayer and dispense zakah. Whatever good deeds you send forth for your own good, you will find them with Allah. Surely, Allah sees all that you do.
وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
They say, none shall enter the garden unless he be a Jew, or according to the Christians, a Christian. These are their vain desires. Say, bring your proof if you are speaking the truth.
بَلَى مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِندَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
None has any special claim upon reward from Allah. Whoever submits himself completely to the obedience of Allah and does good will find his reward with his Lord. No fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve.